Okay, Navigators, back at it today with an episode covering some new AI features in Microsoft 365's Copilot, Microsoft's Copilot. If you are a marketer or a marketing department who uses Microsoft 365, definitely listen up, definitely turn out the volume. This one is for you for sure. And if you're not, then maybe like me, by the end of this episode, you'll be reconsidering your current workspace, whether that's Google or some other custom tech stack. But anyway, Copilot is, for anybody who doesn't know, it's Microsoft's AI product offering, which they essentially marketed as an AI assistant for your work within 365. And you can think about it as Microsoft's version of Google's Gemini or OpenAI's ChatGPT, Anthropic's Claude. And I can't believe I'm saying it, that considering that I've been on the team Google bandwagon for so long, but after reading through some of these features, I definitely had to ask, should I switch to Microsoft 365? What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, Navigators, back at it today with an episode covering some new AI features in Microsoft 365's Copilot, Microsoft's Copilot. If you are a marketer or a marketing department who uses Microsoft 365, definitely listen up, definitely turn out the volume. This one is for you for sure. And if you're not, then maybe like me, by the end of this episode, you'll be reconsidering your current workspace, whether that's Google or some other custom tech stack. Anyway, this news, this announcement about the new Copilot features is a bit delayed. It was announced on their blog back on September 16th. And again, it was the news that there have been a series of upgrades and new features introduced to Copilot. And now that I think about it, I don't think we've actually talked distinctly about Copilot on an episode of the show, which is pretty crazy. Definitely a missed opportunity. We should probably dive in and do a deep dive on Copilot at some point for sure. But anyway, Copilot is, for anybody who doesn't know, it's Microsoft's AI product offering, which they essentially marketed as an AI assistant for your work within 365. And you can think about it as Microsoft's version of Google's Gemini or OpenAI's ChatGPT, Anthropic's Claude. And I can't believe I'm saying it, that considering that I've been on the team Google bandwagon for so long, but after reading through some of these features, I definitely had to ask, should I switch to Microsoft 365? Okay, so let's go ahead and dive in. Microsoft's Copilot upgrades. And I'm pulling right from the announcement on the Microsoft blog here, linked in the show notes. The first feature that they're announcing is Copilot Pages. And this is probably what had me, aside from the last feature that which we'll get to, had me most excited about these announcements, the Copilot Pages. And they describe it as basically a dynamic, persistent canvas designed for multiplayer AI collaboration. And they describe it again as the first new digital artifact for the AI age, which is a pretty powerful statement as far as marketing statements and marketing one-liners go, for sure. The second announcement that they made was they're making rapid improvements and enhancements to how Copilot can be used across the existing suite of Microsoft 365 apps. So that's the way that Copilot is integrated into Microsoft Word, Microsoft Excel, PowerPoint, Outlook, all the Microsoft Office apps. And then lastly, they are introducing a Copilot agent or Copilot agents. So this is what I think I was probably the most hyped about in this episode. Here we are again, talking about agents recently with the new model from OpenAI, O1, and all the talk about the next stage of development towards AGI there, which is agentic AI. It is certainly a hot topic in the AI community right now, and we have certainly talked a lot about it on the show. And even though most people are talking about it in the sense that it's going to be a groundbreaking technology and how it impacts humanity and society, which is probably the most fascinating part of all of this, if you ask me. But considering that businesses and marketers and executives and capitalists in general aren't going to let an opportunity pass them by. So agents are most likely going to be seen, I think, in some of their earliest iterations in a business and marketplace context, if you will. Oftentimes, I think tech is adopted most quickly by businesses who stand to gain a competitive edge and therefore a business edge over their competitors. And so I think we will see a lot of agents being run like this as a lot of our services and products, which will basically be converted into agents, a SaaS product that you might use now is basically going to be an agent version of it, I think, in the future, for sure. Okay, so starting with the announcement about Copilot pages, and like I said, I'm pretty hyped on this one too, this part of the announcement. I'm kind of geeking out right now, guys. It sounds really cool, and I hope Google is on top of their competitor Microsoft as far as competitor analysis, if you will. I'm quite sure that they are. But anyway, I really hope that, because this really sounds amazing, and I'd really love some version of it in the Google workspace as well. And so here they talk a little bit about biz chat or business chat before we get into Copilot pages, which is basically the new hub for the Copilot, for the AI interface. They call it basically a UI for AI, which is how they describe it here in the post. And this is where all your digital artifacts, which is another term they used here, like your documents, your data, your website data, your business reporting data, all of these things come together in the BizChat hub. And one of these artifacts, or one of the artifacts that you'll be able to manipulate and use within the business hub, is this new format of file, or however you want to look at it, Copilot pages. And I would look at it kind of like a file format, a document type, within your Microsoft Office. And definitely check out the link in the show notes here. They have a video embedded from YouTube that will describe the features. And it sounds really cool. Basically, it's going to allow you to utilize Copilot in the AI generation sense as your AI assistant. And then you're going to be able to take and pull out those generations, the output from Copilot, into a page, as they call it, which is kind of like your document or your file. And then that artifact, that document, that page that's generated, can be collaborated or collaborated on with your coworkers in a traditional like document collaboration sense, much like you see within Google Workspace or within the existing 365 environment. So now you're having, you know, the ability to collaborate with AI with your teammates as well, which is really cool, I think. And like I said, definitely check out the embedded YouTube video here. They give a great example of how you can use Copilot pages, and they just how dynamic the experience can be editing with other coworkers as well. And there's a little tagline on the page here and in the video as well, that Pages is a human to AI to human collaboration experience. So you're basically bringing AI and these AI tools that we've seen and the power of them into your coworker and co-working experience, which I think is awesome. Okay. So on to the next set of features, and these are the enhancements or improvement to Copilot's integration across the existing suite of tools. So the first one that they mention here is Copilot in Excel, which is going to obviously allow you to work with Copilot within Excel, but you're going to be able to work with different forms of data that haven't necessarily been formatted within a table by utilizing the Copilot. And according to the post here, you'll also have the ability to work with Copilot on visualizations and charts and tables and the things that you would typically be able to generate using spreadsheets and data, but you'll be able to iterate through them and edit them with Copilot, which I think is a really cool feature. If you can just kind of build a chart or table with natural language instead of having to kind of speak the language of Excel, which I think, much like we're seeing in programming right now, is probably going to end up being a lost language if things continue to go the way of the AI agent. Anyway. And I think they say it correctly here. They took it a step further from just Copilot in Excel. And they also announced Copilot in Excel with Python. So for those of you who don't know, Python is a very popular and widely used programming language. And it's really, I think, the idea is it's behind a lot of the operations and executions and action that you're doing in Excel anyway. And it's going to allow you to use Python actions and executions in Excel with natural language. So if you don't have any coding experience or Python experience, you can use it natively with natural language. And there's another really cool example here with a video that shows the user doing some pretty powerful forecasting using Python executions, using some existing data within Excel. And right within the Excel interface, you can see the Python being generated completely automatically. You can access it and open it up and edit it and interact with it if you want. But mostly it's just running there just to see and reference. And it kind of enhances the forecasting and the power of the calculations and executions you're able to do with your data. Literally like having a little Python programmer in your pocket within your all your data and all your spreadsheets, which is pretty amazing. Actually, total tangent right now when I just said programmer in your pocket. I read something or a tweet the other day, and I'll have to dig it out if I can, but it was something to the effect that now that we have OpenAI 01 and we have this PhD level reasoner, which is kind of what it's being classified as right now and demonstrating. And I saw a tweet that said, what we haven't really grasped, or what people haven't really seemed to grasp, is yes, you know, we have humans who can do PhD level reasoning and solve PhD level problems. What we don't have is PhD level reasoning humans who can solve PhD level problems 24/7 at all times without the need to rest, or, you know, all the human weaknesses. So now I think, again, just one way that we're taking the power of these tools for granted. When I said programmer in your pocket, we all basically now have a PhD in our pocket 24/7 available to solve problems. And I think it's just incredible. Anyway, back to our back off our tangent now to the Microsoft Copilot upgrades. You'll have to indulge me on the occasional AI tangent on this show. I hope that's okay. Anyway, on to PowerPoint and the Copilot integrations across PowerPoint. The first one they have here is called the Narrative Builder. And as they describe it in the blog post, Narrative Builder is going to help you work with Copilot like a partner, iterating together to build a great first draft in minutes while keeping you in control of the creative process. So here we are seeing basically the ability to prompt Copilot to build a slideshow, a presentation, which I will say we have seen before on the show with Gamma, which is an AI presentation tool that I really like and I use outside of the show quite frequently. But if you know, if you can get a tool as useful and powerful as Gamma right within PowerPoint, right within your existing tech stack, your workspace, if that's whether that's Google Slides in the future or PowerPoint, I think it's definitely going to be gaining my attention, which again, these enhancements and these improvements within Workspace definitely have gained my attention a little bit over Google right now. Anyway, even though, yes, I know that Gemini is integrated into all of the Google Docs and stuff like that, and maybe I need to dive into it a little deeper because I don't quite believe it's at the level of what we're seeing with especially like Copilot pages here. And if it is, I will be happy to be wrong, but believe me. But I believe, again, that it's a little more lightweight and just kind of generates content for you or inspiration or ideas or reviews existing content. And I think that's more what it does at this point. Okay, also coming to PowerPoint, Copilot is the brand manager, which is going to allow Copilot to use your company's brand guidelines and maintain your brand template throughout your designs and creatives across Microsoft Office. So this is something that I think we've seen in a lot of design tools, whether it's Canva or Adobe Express or some of the other AI design tools we've used, like Leonardo.ai. There's often a brand package or something that you can use to maintain some quality. So it's good to see that they have that here in Microsoft Office as well. Okay, now for Microsoft Teams. This one is somewhat minimal, I think, but still a pretty cool feature. And it is the ability for Teams now, or excuse me, Copilot, to now analyze and review the transcript, the spoken transcript of the meeting, and also the chat transcript as well. The example it gives here is you can ask Teams to check if you missed any questions during a meeting, and it will scan the transcript or the chat to see if there were any questions that went unanswered, which sounds pretty useful to me. And it sounds pretty similar to like some of the Apple intelligence features where you're able to kind of search contextually through communications and in calendar events and stuff like that. Okay, next on the list here is Outlook. And this is pretty interesting, but I think it's, again, not one of the more mind-blowing features. And it's the ability to prioritize the inbox. And I know Google has been doing this in Gmail for a little while, a priority inbox, but I would imagine that in some way, shape, or form, it looks like this is definitely going to be a little bit of an improvement on that as far as that prioritization or categorization, how that's happening previously. And it looks like here they're going to be applying a greater deal of reasoning to the scanning that is going on in your inbox, the prioritization logic, if you will, that it's making on each email in your inbox based on the content, the dates, the context of your role in the organization. All of that is it's taken into account, it says here. And then also, if an email is particularly lengthy, it's prioritized and it's going to break it down for you and give you a summary, which I think is super helpful. And then additionally, it says here that you'll be able to train the inbox on what you would like to prioritize based off of specific topics or keywords or contacts, people in your organization that are all important to you, which I know Gmail does as well to some degree. Anyway, it does say here that these features within Outlook should be in public preview starting late 2024. So getting pretty close here. And of course, you can't talk about Microsoft Office or 365, without talking about Microsoft Word. And of course, there are some new and improved features for Word with Copilot as well, primarily the ability to pull in multiple forms of data and media content. You'll be able to pull in web sources and web information, as well as PowerPoint and PDFs, even encrypted documents and emails or meetings, according to the post here. And then there's going to be some creative inspiration and just general content generation assistance from Copilot as well to kind of jumpstart your creative process, as they say here again in the post. And then finally, for the Copilot improvements across the apps is OneDrive. And they mention here that, like many document storage repositories, whether it's Google Drive or Dropbox or OneDrive, we're all familiar with the insane massive mess of documents and spreadsheets and links and shared presentations that eventually make up our drives or our shared file storage. And one of the most common features we're seeing with these AI features across apps and devices is the ability to search through all those formats, all those files, whether it's meetings or emails or spreadsheets or documents, with natural language, with context, and with improved reasoning. And like I said, I think this is another big part of Apple Intelligence, what it's adding to Siri, getting the upgraded or implemented version of Siri. And it's a big part of what they're talking about here with Copilot as well, in OneDrive, being able to reason across all of your files, giving you some comparisons between the two without even having to select a file, which I think is super powerful. We're definitely getting a little glare in the video now, I'm realizing, guys. So if you're watching this, put on your sunglasses. Sorry about that. Let's see if I can fix that for the end of our show here. 1 second. Okay. And then the moment I've been looking forward to talking about the most, and I hope many of you were looking forward to as well, as talking about agents, the Copilot agents that they are introducing here. And we have defined agents multiple times on this show, but we might as well read Microsoft's definition here. They say agents are AI assistants working with or for humans. So pretty simple and pretty straightforward definition there. To get even more difficult or technical with the definition, I think a true agent is like an AI assistant that can perform multiple autonomous actions across extended periods of time towards a specific outcome or goal without any intervention from a human. So whether that's what you're able to create here within the Copilot agent experience, which they actually call the Copilot Agent Builder and Copilot Studio, which sounds pretty cool. I think it's yet to be determined what kind of what level of agent or agentic AI you're able to develop here, or what this reaches. They do say that these agents range from simpler basic agents that you simply prompt and get a response, input, output, much like these conversational AI tools that we've experienced. Two tools or agents that can replace repetitive tasks entirely. So think of an agent that can, specifically tasked with scheduling meetings or handling inbox management or responses, things like that. And then finally, they can range to fully autonomous agents, as they say here. So like I said, yet to be determined if and how fully autonomous these agents can be. But you can try and build your own agent if you'd like within the Agent Builder in Copilot Studio. They have another little video here that you should definitely check out if you're curious about what you can build within the 365 Agent Builder. They do also take care to mention here the fact that these agents have the same responsible AI commitments to safety and security as the rest of the 365 environment. So that's great to see, definitely addressing something that's going to be a common point of friction or objection to overall AI adoption in these enterprises, and that is security and safety. And so that's not necessarily a bad thing, definitely a good thing in my opinion, actually. So definitely another step in the road or path to agentic AI. And so now, along with tools like agent.ai that we've talked about, Skyfire, which is a network of autonomous agents, you can add Microsoft to the list of enterprises jumping into the agent race for sure. Okay, last thing before we sign off here, they do share a little bit of stats and data around the usage and adoption of Copilot throughout the users of 365. And this is over the past 18 months, which is kind of crazy to consider that we've already been in this AI world of these tools for 18 months now. It really does seem like it's flying by. Of course, buying houses and having babies and stuff, which, that's what my peers tend to be doing at this age, makes things fly by as well. But, AI is only making it go faster. So anyway, let's go ahead and rattle off some of the stats. They say that Copilot customers grew more than 60% quarter over quarter. So people are definitely hopping on the Copilot train, saying the number of people who use Copilot daily at work has doubled. It says here that today, which again is September 16th, Vodafone invested in Copilot for 68,000 of their employees, which is just a huge workforce to roll it out to. And obviously, it's going to mean a lot for their data and training Copilot and all of that. And they also mentioned a company called Amgen, which uses Copilot to accelerate research on rare diseases. Another use case here, they say, customer service agents at Teladoc save up to 5 hours each week using Copilot to draft responses. So repetitive inbox management type tasks, common client questions and things like that. And then here's a beautiful stat for us marketers out there. It says here that marketers at Finastra use Copilot to go from content ideation to production 75% faster. So pretty big example for content creation, which is something that is, you know, probably the main use case, I think, for AI at this point, or it has been so far. But now that we're kind of breaking into this agentic AI, it's really going to explode. The use cases are going to explode. And I'm just so excited. And I'm sure that many of you, if you're listening to the show, you are too. Okay, so if you are marketers or a marketing team that's using Copilot, hopefully you're seeing similar boosts to your efficiency and production. Cut here. Okay, so action items today for marketers is, of course, if you use Microsoft 365 and you haven't used Copilot, or if you're not using Copilot in your organization, first, why not, is my first question. Second, start now. At the very least, experiment with it and see if your organization or employees or just you as yourself see a boost in your productivity if you're just a solo entrepreneur out there using the Microsoft environment. If you are out there like me and are not currently working within the 365 environment, maybe you work within a very popular workspace or set of tools with a company that starts with a G. I think many of you have heard of it. Anyway, maybe try and do a little bit of a comparison between Copilot and your existing tech stack. Maybe it's time to look back over in the direction of Microsoft as Copilot continues to make these pretty impressive improvements. Again, as far as teams and an organization goes, the Copilot page is really kind of blew my mind the most today, as much as I am always down to nerd out on agents and AI agents. I know it has me second guessing my use of Google. Okay, there, I said it. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and is so, so super helpful to the show. So until next time, and as always, thanks for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward.